I think one of the problems that so many people don't face is the fact that of the addressing of Al-Qaeda. I want to get your take on that, and then we're going to bring Jim Fetzer back on and have both of you chat about this situation. But how do you view Al-Qaeda in this situation?
Well, I mean, my first question is, does it exist? Now, and if it does, they are patsies. The whole thing is a scam. Now, we know 9/11 is an inside job, a scam. But any job like that needs plausible villains. They aren't very plausible to me, but like OBL and at least Saddam Hussein was for real. But this business, I thought your Jim and David earlier conceded too readily that, these Arab hijackers did what was officially alleged, etc. Now, these, remember that the BBC has interviewed five of the accused 19 hijackers, and other mainstream media raised that total to as many as nine are alive, okay? There's a little problem in the details. Now, the whole idea that a couple guys in caves halfway around the world and 19 young Arabs who couldn't do anything right. They had no visible means of support. They constantly tripped the wires in the field with the FBI and other intelligence agencies. They couldn't manage to do anything right. The idea that they hijacked these airliners and flew them where they wanted to go, to me, is just preposterous. There is a very good article that appeared within the last day or two on physics911.net by Neela Segadevan about the impossibility of these guys who had no experience in cockpits of big jets to actually do what's alleged. You know, so it's not only the physical evidence that is impossible. These guys could never pull this off.
Well, let me ask you then about the tapes, the audio tapes and the video tapes purportedly of Bin Laden and al-Zahiri.
Well, remember, OBL denied this, any part of this within days. It wasn't till December that the government pulled out this this absurd video with this guy that's way too wide and he's got a gold ring on and he's not left-handed and all, you know. In other words, it's just a complete imposter.
So you actually believe that what we've been seeing of late of Bin Laden and beginning, I guess, back in that last tape we got from him before this recent batch was 2004, right? December 2004. Are you saying all this was just concocted, made up?
For the most part. Now, remember, OBL is a CIA concoction.
Well, that I know that. That's true. During the Afghanistan era, sure. That's absolutely true.
Whether OBL is alive or not, there are voice experts, the one at Duke, and there's one in Madison, Wisconsin, who's recently come out and said, these tapes are not OBL, et cetera. I have no expertise on it. But the point is that most of this stuff is simply the new Lee Harvey Oswalds, okay? When you pull off an event, a set of events, crimes so enormous, part of the deal is that you have patsies and all kinds of blind alleys to confuse people.
Is this the reason why we haven't found him? Because we don't want to? Maybe he's not even around.
It's either that or he's already deceased. It's one of the two. Yes, there's no, with the kind of expertise in the world, there's just no way he can hide out. And we don't want, until, you know, they're trying to get this Zarqawi, or they need a big bogeyman that can succeed OBL. So they're not done with this image.
Well, what about, Morgan, these, you know, I want to take the devil's advocate for a moment here.
Sure.
What about these so-called cells that were breaking up, the arrests of these people? What about Zacharias Moussaoui,
who
admits that he was...
How many arrests and convictions have we had? The point is that it's all a huge diversion. Now, some of these people do want to do the United States harm. What's really at issue is their competence to do same. And if we go back to 9/11, which is where I want to focus, I'm raising all these reasons to doubt. even this idea that they're going to throw the pilots out of the cockpit. First of all, they never explained us how they got through the door. Are you as a pilot? You know, a lot of these guys are all they're ex-military.
All right,
are you going to give up your seat?
No, of course not. Not willingly.
Like one guy, the Burlingame. I mean, we're going to smack these guys. And this whole idea that they're coming at me with a box cutter or similar is just preposterous.
All right, so you tell me, Morgan, in your view, what do you think happened on, and let's just use any plane as an example, because...
Well, the one that's easiest is that there's pretty wide agreement that... A Boeing, you already covered a lot of this, the Boeing 757, Flight 77 didn't go into the Pentagon. Now, it has to do with all the physical evidence.
Okay, assuming it did not, where the heck is it?
Well, here's the other kind of kicker. You know, pre-flight, it wasn't in the BTS schedule. Nothing fits.
What do you mean? What do you mean it wasn't in the schedule?
You know, every one of these commercial flights, departure, schedule, et cetera, wheels down, et cetera, is in this Bureau of Transportation database. And Flight 77 wasn't scheduled that day. It wasn't in the bay. And the reason that this is done so meticulously is for liability reasons. So there are all these background problems that don't jive. Of course,
are you saying that there are no dead passengers from this purported flight, or that there are? First of all, I need to know that.
Well, my short answer is I don't know.
Not that I know the grieving victims' families.
I know one widow, and that's Ellen Mariani. And I believe her husband died on 9/11, supposedly on United Airlines Flight 175. But here again, if you look at the big picture, all the data, there's so many anomalies and difficulties. For example, the loads were so light; a majority of the seats on every flight were empty, and then. People have been searching around at these Social Security death and birth indexes and not finding some of these names. It seemed to be fake.
Well, I mean, are you saying that there were no victims?
No.
On Flight 77?
What I'm doing is raising questions.
I know, okay? But where do you think that plane is if it didn't hit the Pentagon?
What plane? There is no... Boeing 757 wreckage that we can treat seriously.
Let's say that you're right. Let's say Jim Fetzer's right. Where's this flight that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon if it didn't?
Well, you're asking for Morgan to be omniscient. This is not the way a prosecutor works. For example, the burden on a prosecutor, and we can convict these guys. Our evidence is strong enough in a court of law. Our burden is to say, look, here are the uncontested facts. They have no other reasonable explanation but the perpetrators, the accused, committed the crime.